This week's Parashas Tetzaveh, deals with the mitzvah of Hadilakos Neiros, the mitzvah of lighting candles in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. So since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh, so we'll focus on another mitzvah of Hadilakos Neiros. And that's the mitzvah every Friday late afternoon, before evening, the mitzvah of Hadilakos Neiros Shabbos, the mitzvah of lighting candles on Erev Shabbos. So, the Minhag Yisrael is that the woman lights the candle in the home. Really, strictly speaking, both men and women are obligated in the mitzvah. And if a person's single, his wife is out of town, his mother's out of town, so he has a mitzvah to light Shabbos candles. But generally speaking, the mother, the wife, the Minhag Yisrael is that for a woman should light the candles. The Magen Avraham brings down Api Kabbalah, that since Chava extinguished the light in the world by the sin, so too, so she gets to bring back the light. Whatever the reason, that's the Minhag Yisrael. In fact, so much of the post can bring down, even if the husband wants to light, it's the woman's choice. She gets the choice. And what's interesting about this is we know a woman, when we light the candles, we make a bracha lahalak near Shel Chanukah, halak near Shel Shabbos. In fact, it's a whole discussion. We pass, and there is a bracha. There's 2 days in Tosfos and Shabbos and Av Chafei on whether one makes a bracha at all on Hadilakos Neir, because Tosfos over there quotes that if your lights are on before Shabbos, the first opinion in Tosfos says keep on going. You don't have to do anything. You just don't have to blow out the candle and keep the lights on. And according to the second day, which we pass in, like which the Rama brings down, they know you have to blow out the candles and relight them. What is the issue in the Machlokes Rishonim? One, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos? Is it that there should be light in the house? That seems to be the first opinion. As long as there's light in the house, so you don't have to do anything. But they say, no, it's not enough to have light in the house. I have to do a ma'isad luck. I have to do an act which causes the light. And therefore, I have to blow it out. And that's the way the Rama seems to follow. Even though there's a discussion, even though we see B'shas Hadchak, that if someone, a woman, didn't light candles, and it's already after Shkia, so the post can say, one could ask a Gentile to light the candles for you. There's no Ma'isa Hadlaka. In fact, that's a discussion there, Rabbi Kivegin and Magen Avraham. But even though there's no Ma'isa Hadlaka, the bottom line is we see that in B'shas Hadchak, one makes a bracha, and perhaps that's another different issue in terms of, especially in the summer months, about lighting when we bring in early Shabbos and light before Shkia, but we always recommend waiting, making sure you light after Plag HaMincha. Because if you light before Plag HaMincha, so then there's no Ma'is HaDlaka. I guess according to the first day in Tosfos, it would be fine. You leave the candle lit. So either way, that's a discussion in the poskim in terms of whether the mitzvah, it's a discussion regarding Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash as well, whether it's the Ma'is HaDlaka or that there should be light. But there's an issue on Shabbos, near Shabbos, whether it's the Ma'isa Hadlaka or is it the Hanukkah. It could be the both aspects. And the Rambam seems to include the mitzvah of Hadlaka's near Hanukkah, Hadlaka's near Shabbos, both in the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos as well as the mitzvah of Onig Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon explains what's the difference between the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos and the mitzvah of Onig Shabbos. Kavod is everything done before Shabbos. Onig is things that you do on Shabbos. So perhaps Hadlakos Neiros Shabbos has a dual element of kavod Shabbos as well as oneg. So perhaps for the oneg, it's enough to be passive as the way of the shkia. But maybe for kavod din amais hadlakas. So either way, there are different ways to reconcile. So what's interesting to note here is that the post can bring down that we know that we make a bracha lahalak near Shel Shabbos, and it's the woman's right that she can do the hadlakas near as well as the bracha. So in general, there's a machlokas rishonim, a machlokas Rambam, Bali Tosfos, machlokas Sfardim Ashkenaz, Machab Ramah, in general, on a mitzvah aseisha zman grama, on a time-oriented mitzvah, we assume a woman can volunteer. There's one opinion in the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda that says a woman cannot even volunteer a mitzvah aseisha zman grama. It's Bal Tosef. She's violently adding to the Torah. We don't assume like that opinion. We assume not only can she, it's praiseworthy are the majority of mitzvahs for a woman to volunteer. And it's a further machlokas, what about making a bracha? Machlokas, the Rambam Bali Tosfos, whether a woman who volunteers a mitzvah aseisha zman grama, time-oriented mitzvah, that she's exempt from because she can she make a bracha. The Sfardim say no, the Ashkenaz say yes. What's the reason for this Sfardim? So this could we say the Nisach HaBracha Asher Kedishanam Mitzvotzav Vitzivanu. We say in the text of the Bracha, Vitzivanu, you commanded me. But woman's exempt, she's not commanded. How could she say Vitzivanu? Therefore, the Sfardim say a woman cannot make a Bracha on a mitzvah saseisha zman grama. There's a further discussion within the Sfardim about, is it the technical issue of saying the word Vitzivanu, or it's a general, any mitzvah that a woman isn't obligated in, she can't make a bracha. Now, if Kamina Tfilas Musaf, could Sfardi woman David Musaf, because you're not saying Vitzivanu in the bracha. So either way, that's a machokas machabar Ramah. So generally, the Ramah, we make a bracha on a mitzvah saseisha zman grama, and Sfardim don't. And Sfardim don't make a bracha. So it's interesting to note that by here, we're saying even though we know halakas near Shabbos is a mitzvah saseisha zman grama, you have to do it before Shabbos. So really, women are exempt. It would be a classical case of a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. So, really, lighting Shabbos candles is a classical case of a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. It's a time-oriented mitzvah, and we know, as the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, women are putter from time-oriented mitzvahs. So, therefore, it's very interesting that the minig is that a woman should be the one lighting Shabbos candles, not the man. And especially according to the Sfardim, according to Ashkenaz, women make brachas on mitzvah saseisha zman grama. But according to the Sfardim, it's even stronger because they usually don't make a bracha on a mitzvah saseisha zman grama. And yet here, the poskim insisted that a woman should do it. So how do we explain why is this? Why is this an exception to the rule? So on that, Achronim explain that we know it says in the Aseres HaDibros, Zachar Shom HaShabbos HaKadsho, remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. And it also says in Va'aschanim Vishamru, you shall keep it. So the Torah is described Shabbos as Zachar and Shamar. And the Gemara in Brachas of Chaf Amad Beis makes the famous drasha, and in Shavuos Dav Chaf, called Sheyeshnu Bishmira, Yeshnu Bizachiru. Whoever's included in the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos is obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush, of the positive mitzvahs, like we find by simile, women are obligated min haTorah in the mitzvah of Matzah. Be'erev tochu matzah. Why should they be obligated? It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So the Chazal tell us the same similar drasha kosha yeshnu b'bal tocho chametz yeshnu b'kumo chametz. The juxtaposition between the psukim, between the mitzvah of matzah and the isser of eating chametz. Whoever is prohibited from eating chametz on Pesach is obligated in the mitzvah of matzah. So the Gemara has a special drasha of the woman achaya min haTorah in Kiddush. And the Ran explains that it's a whole discussion, so what about other mitzvahs besides Kiddush? A woman obligated in Lecha Mishnah, Shalosh Shudas, etc. So we assume women are chayav in Shalosh Shudas, but why? It's a machlokes to Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes, you know why women are chayav in Shalosh Shudas and perhaps Lecha Mishnah? Because Avhein Hayu Ba'osanes, they were involved in the miracle. We know the Gemara talks about it in three places. Nashim Chayavas, women are obligated because they were involved in the miracle. That is near Chanukah, the mitzvah of lighting candles on Shabbos, Megillah on Purim, and Dalet Kosas on Pesach. So Rabbi Natan's adding, but since the miracle of the man affected men and women, so therefore Avhein Hayu Ba'osanes, they were involved in the miracle. Hence, they're obligated in these mitzvahs. And the Ran says, you don't have to come on to Avhein Hayu Ba'osanes. Kosha Yeshnu B'Shmira, Yeshnu B'Zechira, is including all the mitzvahs Hayom. So therefore, based on the Ran, so perhaps some suggest the reason why women make a bracha, the reason why they're picked is because, you know, they're usually in control of the home. Or because al pi kabbalah, because they have extinguished the light, so we bring it back. So therefore, since they're chayiv in the since they're obligated in the mitzvah of near Shabbos, so once you're obligated, so then the principle, then there's no problem making a bracha. The problem is making a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman grama that you're exempt from, because the rule, if it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, the women are chayiv, so then pashas, it shouldn't be a problem. And if even the Sephardi women, all women I know, make, or men, make brachas, make the bracha lahal gnei Shabbos. So that's what they point out, that the minhag Yisrael, that a woman lights the Shabbos candles. What is the nature of this halacha of lighting Shabbos? And as we said, it could be a din and covered Shabbos, a din and oneg Shabbos. And in addition to this, it seems to be a fundamental reason as well of shalom bayis, peace of household. The purpose of lighting candles is to have light in your house. There's nothing worse than walking around in a dark home, stubbing your toe, and then taking it out on everyone else, screaming at people, getting screamed at. It's supposed to be a time to chill out, a time to relax, Shabbat Shalom, and therefore we want to have light. Light brings a certain happiness. We know during the winter months it's known as the sad time, seasonal adjustment disorder, that it's just during the winter months when there's much less light, so people are more depressed. It's something about light that brings simcha, and therefore that's what we are. So really, there should be a mitzvah to light candles every night, because the Shalom Bayis isn't limited to Shabbos. But since the assumption is, if it's dark, you don't need anyone to tell you to put the lights on. But since on Shabbos you can't light, so therefore the mitzvah is to put the light on before Shabbos, so you have lights on Shabbos. So we see it's because of Shalom Bayis. And Shalom Bayis isn't just some homiletical thing, some drush of it, it's a real din. Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos as well, Chaf Dalet, I believe, around there, Chaf Gimel, that let's say a person has to make choices in life. Choosing between good and evil are easy, meaning it's easy, it's clear on what the right thing to do is. You still have to work on yourself to do it. But choosing good from good, that's much harder than choosing good from bad. it's much harder. So they point out, let's say a person's afflicted with poverty and they only have enough money to buy for one mitzvah. The Gemara gives you three choices. You need candles for Shabbos, you need candles for Chanukah, or wine for Kiddush. So the Gemara says each one has something going for it. Shabbos candles has Shalom Bayis going for it. Chanukah candles have publicizing the miracle going for it. And Kiddush has the principle of Tadir, something which is happening more frequently. So, which one takes place? The Gemara says, Pshita, it's obvious. And anyone who's married out there knows it's obvious. Shalom Bayis is the most important. And then the Gemara says, what about the other two? So the Gemara says, Pirsume Nisa, Nir Chanukah comes in second, and Kiddush third. So we see, it's a real din, that the Nir Shabbos, because of Shalom Bayis, takes precedence over wine for Kiddush. And even though you'll tell me, well, what do you mean? But isn't Kiddush Daraisa? So that gets into a discussion. The Rishonim, maybe over here, we'll be talking about Kiddush Alayayin, Kiddush, which you already fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush. But I told you, and therefore you're dealing with different drabbanans. That's a separate discussion I'm not going into now. Where else do we find the halach of Shalom Bayis? By, of all places, by the Mei Sota, by a woman suspected or committing adultery. She had the different process of the kinoi, etc. The husband warned her, and she secluded with him. And the only way to, so there's a concept of Mei Sota, you write the Shem Hashem on a scroll, and then you put in the water, you erase the Shem Hashem. So we see that normally there's a biblical prohibition to destroy God's name. But here, because of Shalom Bayis, the only way to bring the couple back together, God has to give testimony that she's innocent. So for Shalom Bayis, God is willing to do Mechikas Hashem. Because usually the prohibition is for a destructive matter. Here it's a constructive matter, and therefore it's okay. In fact, that's sort of this famous Maizu of Shlomo Zalman Orabach. He was known for his Shalom Bayis. So one time he was walking home from Shul with his Talmidim, and before he walked into the house, he fixed his hat and his tie, and the student said, Rebbe, are you expecting company in the house? Why are you fixing your jacket, fixing your tie, your hat? He says, yeah, I'm expecting company. The good Chazal tell us, when the husband and the wife live in peace, so the Shechina is Shora, God lives there. But if the couple is fighting, so God runs out of the house. He doesn't stay in the house where there's no Shalom Bayis. That's Mechikas Hashem, fighting. And therefore, that's the ending of Shalom Bayis. And in fact, in addition, as the Torah tells us, we're going to read in a couple of weeks, it says, Go Sivaro Eish B'chol Moshe Osechem Yom HaShabbos. Don't kindle a fire in your house on Shabbos and Israel to light fire. But Baal Kabbalah say it's a special level. Sivaro Eish, Eish HaMachlokes. Machlokes is usher and terrible all week long. But especially on Shabbos, when it's supposed to be Shalom Bayis and peace, there's a special prohibition of not to have a Machlokes, not to get into any fights on Shabbos. That's the concept of Hadlakas Neiros. We went through the different issues on whether the mitzvah is the actual act of lighting or it's the result. Perhaps it's both, but we paskin that if you have a light going on before Shabbos, you have to blow it out and relight it. We discussed the novel approach that women light the Shabbos candles, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gram. And especially according to Sfardim, they can't make a bracha on his man Rama here, since kosher yeshem b'shmir or yeshem b'tchir, the chayiv in the mitzvah, so if you're obligated in the mitzvah, it's not an issue. And of course, you can make a bracha. And then we went into the nature of Shabbos candles out Shalom Bayis. And Shalom Bayis isn't just a nice thing to do, but it's a real halakhic principle, that near Shabbos, if you only have enough money, enough funds, you spend it on near Shabbos, over near Chanukah or Kiddush HaLayayin. As well, we see by the Meisota that for Sholem Bayis, you're even willing to do Mechikas Hashem. And as the Ramban points out, it's the only, usually a mitzvah miracle are mutually exclusive, because a mitzvah means I'm doing it, a miracle means God's doing it. The only exception to the rule, the Ramban writes, is the mitzvah of Meisota. Why over here is the exception? Because God's wanting to do miracles when it comes to Shalom Bayis. And therefore we see the tremendous sort of Shalom Bayis, and the mitzvah, even though the mitzvah of Shalom Bayis is all week long, but then you don't need, anyone can turn on the light, but the mitzvah of Shalom Bayis on Shabbos, we have to turn on the light before Shabbos. And as the Bali Kabbalah points out, in addition to ensure the Shalom Bayis, as well as a prohibition of that one should make sure to avoid any type of machokas, any dispute that would take away from your Shalom Bayis.